Good morning. The Rockets won by 3 points last night in Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals. They're the only team in the league that has two playoff wins against the Warriors when both Kevin Durant and Steph Curry play. They also won the first game in Oracle Arena in which Kevin Durant is a member of the Warriors in the postseason. They had won an NBA playoff record 16 games in a row. It was last night, Mr. Bill Simmons, by 3 points. And by the way, the Steph Curry shot at the end of the game did not count. It did not count. It is not in the box score. It is not in the play-by-play.
Oh, so it wasn't even, he didn't get it off before the clock expired.
He did not get it off in time. Okay. It was not a missed shot. Okay. It did not count.
The way you said that, I got a little bit confused. Like, well, yeah, I mean, so it wasn't even, it's not that it didn't even count. It wasn't even a shot.
Does this make the season a success? I know people don't like questions like that, but when it comes to making things making wins or something happening that make a season a success, they've pushed the Warriors so far more than anybody else has pushed the Warriors. And I think that if the Warriors go on to win this series, I think they're going to make easy work out of either Cleveland or Boston. We can discuss that later. Hopefully that doesn't happen. So I think you could argue it does make it a success in that. For me, a successful season in sports is when you come at the end, is after the season comes to an end, you say, well, there's, I can't really criticize them for a disappointing season. I don't look at it as a miss. Well, it would be a missed opportunity from a standpoint that this team may not get back to this point. But I picked the Warriors to win this series in six games, and you push them farther than anybody else has, and you also push them farther than anybody else has really come close to doing. That's kind of the point that you're at right now. They've pushed this Warriors team farther than anybody else has. 713-572-4610 if you guys want in this one.
Yeah, this is where do I feel about this? Landry, go ahead and play it. I went on what's the name? Mad Dog
Taz and Taz. Moose.
Taz and Moose at 5:30 in the morning. I had a good conversation with those guys for about, they kept me on for like 12 or 13 minutes. So I felt like, oh,
it was
okay.
A good conversation.
I must be doing all right with these guys. They're keeping me on the national show for 12 or 13 minutes. They could have just had me on for five.
Yes.
And my plan was to kind of work my way into my game five prediction by the end of this show. Here's what happened 5:30 a.m.
Close it out here, Seth, this way. Do you think this series goes back to Golden State with the Rockets leading the series 3-2?
Man.
I wish they would have started laughing a little bit earlier. I got stuck. I haven't been paralyzed like that in a long time. You know what I was? I was like James Harden staring at that wide open three.
Yes.
When he was, they asked me about that, and the only thing that I thought was that perhaps he was waiting for the rebounder to get there, which would have been kind of basketball 101, but not in that moment. Yeah. He should just take that shot. It's not, if it were another player, if it was somebody that were afraid to shoot or had been just brick cold that evening or something, I might have worried about it. To me, that's just one of those things, those weird things that happens in a game.
He made a mistake.
Yeah. Chris Paul, wait, did Chris Paul have that same, a similar moment? Well, he had the shot that was wide open and he didn't make it.
Yes.
But they called a foul on him there, the offensive foul. When was that Klay Thompson or Steph Curry that went launching off into the sky, acting like they'd been shoved in the first half?
You're going to have to remind me of the exact moments. I have to go back and look at it, to be honest with you. But so many big shots hit by Chris Paul last night. That to me was really the theme of it, is that ultimately you're going to succeed or not succeed based on your two best players. And Chris Paul and James Harden combined for 57 points last night. And it was really a tale of two halves. I thought Gordon was the first guy who showed up in the game last night with force, with effort, with urgency after a very bizarre start to the game. Then Harden took over late first quarter into the second quarter, and he was the guy who was carrying this team to the position they were in, where despite falling behind 11-0, 12-0, whatever it was, this team had a lead at halftime, and then Chris Paul basically took them and led them the rest of the way. We had not really seen Chris Paul, as in Chris Paul, the future Hall of Famer, much in this series, and finally he was able to do that and get the job done last night. 713-572-4610. Jason gets us kicked off on a Wednesday morning. Jason, good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning. I heard you guys talk a little while ago about the only reason that they had a chance to win was because Harden took the game over in the second quarter. But therein lies the biggest issue with James Harden. James Harden calls himself a superstar, calls himself the best scorer on the planet.
He does?
But yet... you've heard him say that.
I'm a superstar?
That I'm the best scorer on the planet.
All right, continue.
All right, go ahead.
The best scorer on the planet doesn't engage in the game for a quarter and then check out for a quarter and engage for a quarter and check. He has the mental fortitude of a 16-year-old girl. The fourth quarter, he defers. He stands there and he dribbles the shot.
Jason, they got to trade him then. They got to trade him right now. They just won the biggest playoff game the last 20 years of the franchise. They have to trade him. If he has the mentality of the 16-year-old girl, you better be driving into work this morning and saying they need to trade James Harden right now. Right now. That's what you have to be saying. You have to be saying that.
Hey, I have a text message that said that last night. I agree with that because Houston sports fans are going to deal with this over and over and over. They won despite of him last night.
Where was Chris Paul in the first half of the game? Where was Chris Paul in the first half of the game last night? Where was he? Where was he in the game last night? Chris Paul didn't come to play in game three. Nobody talked about it except me. Where was he? Where was he in game three?
Where was Steph Curry in the fourth quarter?
You're missing what I'm saying.
Jason, if the Warriors didn't exist, would the Rockets win the NBA championship with this team? Would they win the title if the Warriors didn't have Kevin Durant, if they didn't exist in the league? Would this team be the best team in the league?
No doubt.
Okay. I mean, that's basically what
know. Exactly. Okay, give me your alternative. You got to get rid of James Harden because he's so awful and he's a 16-year-old girl. And look, Jason, I don't know what 16-year-old girl did what to you, but let it go, man. Let it go, all right? A lot of badass 16-year-old girls out there.
I don't know what the alternative is. I just know when I turn on the television and watch James Harden, focus, not focus, it's maddening.
Yeah.
And I don't think you can win at the highest level with a guy who can't keep focus for the entire game.
Let me ask you this, though. If the Warriors did not exist, what does that do to your argument there? Because I think there's this disparity where sometimes people think, well, because teams can't beat the Warriors, then they're not championship-caliber teams. Are you saying that because of James Harden, they would have no chance versus the Cavs or the Celtics?
Again, I think you're missing my point. I don't...
No, I'm not. I feel like I'm addressing it directly. Because wait, you're saying that James Harden, as the constitution of James Harden, makes him incapable of winning a championship. Where is that within the prism of, like, okay, you're trying to beat the Warriors. You're not just trying to beat any team in the NBA here. You're trying to beat the Golden State Warriors. If James Harden is the problem, where's the other team? Where's the other compilation of talent that doesn't include LeBron James that has the right kind of guys to beat the Warriors?
You got me on that. I agree with you. This team is good enough to win the championship when James Harden is engaged mentally. There's no other team that can compete with them. Without the Warriors, there's no other team.
So you're giving James Harden a compliment in a weird way, which is that if somehow James Harden was engaged for four quarters every single game all the time, like, I'm not going to sit here and say that James Harden is a perfect player by any stretch of the imagination.
And he had some issues last night, and nobody would say that he played a very good second half of the game last night.
Yeah.
But again, you can't, if they did not have James, listen, today is not that morning. Today is not the morning to do that.
I just don't think people have a respect for how much energy you have to use to do what he did in that second quarter. He's having to switch off onto Kevin Durant. He's having to guard Steph Curry. He's having to go off into Klay Thompson. He scores 15 points. Like, that takes a lot of energy out of you. So if he's not at that same level in the fourth quarter, he kept you in the game.
And this is the thing that drives me nuts, though, as well. It's like almost because the Golden State Warriors are so good as a team, all of a sudden, Klay Thompson is a perfect player. Steph Curry is a perfect player. Kevin Durant is a perfect player. Let's talk about Kevin Durant at the end of that game. Let's talk about, okay, is it, well, look, Kevin Durant making decisions like that and passing to Klay Thompson at the very end of a game, you can't win a championship that way. Like, how are you ignoring the fact that every player has flaws and not every player is good for four quarters every single damn game? That somehow it all falls back onto James Harden and not Eric Gordon or PJ. Well, PJ Tucker was very good with his rebounding.
Yes.
I get that. I understand that. But you guys have let the Golden State Warriors mind bleep you into a state of ignorance, the likes of which we haven't seen since the Dark Ages. It's absolutely astounding to me that somehow the gauge now is that if you can't beat the Warriors, you're trash as a basketball team.
I'm just trying to do breathing exercises. All right. I feel like I should go to Rothko Chapel or something. Jason got me all fired up this morning. We will continue with your phone calls. McLean is in at 7:40.
And I'll tell you the other thing, though, too. And this is the thing. This is the thing that pisses me off about Jason's call this morning. Jason had that take locked in his holster before the game even began last night. This is what bothers me about that take more than anything in the world. There's some things that you can and cannot control in a basketball game. Effort you can control. And in the fourth quarter, where James Harden was not good offensively, he still put out defensively. In a game where he played a whole bunch of minutes, where he'd been playing really tough and aggressive defense for most of that game, he kept at it and he kept up that frenetic effort. Like, so don't sit here after that game and try to act like all of James Harden's faults and flaws were somehow exhibited in that game. You frankly sound like somebody with an axe to grind that's not interested in watching reality or partaking of it. So like, today is not the day for that. You want to call, if the Rockets get blown out in game 5, if Rockets lose game 6 in a humiliating fashion,
that's
if James
fine.
Harden disappears, that's fine. That's okay. But don't call up this morning acting like this is game 6 of the Spurs after they beat the Warriors in Golden State. All right? You don't call up with that. I gotta watch my language here. not on this morning. Actually, well, no, call up on it.
No, please do call up.
Please do call up with
please
that.
Please call up.
Yeah.
Mad Radio, Sports Radio 610.